It's time for a school district update here on Castle Country Focus. And joining us in the studio today, we have Chris Winfrey. He's the principal at Castle Heights Elementary. Chris, it's been a little while since you've been in the studio, but I appreciate you coming by again today. Thank you.
Yeah, Jordan, it's good to be here. You know, it seems like it's been a long time after football season and basketball season. You and I spent a lot of time together in the studio and on the road, so it's good to be back.
Definitely. And I know you guys are gearing up for the end of school, and we got a really cool story here. I mean, every time I get a teacher in this time of the year, they talk about Sage testing.
Yes.
And nobody likes edge testing.
No.
Nobody. I don't think the teachers like it. I don't think the students like it. I don't know if the principals like it, but I'm going to assume that you're not a huge fan of Sage testing.
No, not a huge fan. I mean, I understand the purpose of it, and it's good for us to understand and see, you know, what our kids know and what they've been learning all year. But I'm kind of in the same line with my teachers. I think there are other more effective ways to assess what students know, but it is what it is. We have to take it, and so we try to do what we can to keep the students excited and get them prepared.
Now, if you're a sports fan like Chris or myself, you're really going to appreciate this story. So, Chris, you were telling me off of the cuff that you were really trying to find a way to motivate the kids, and you delivered a very unique way yesterday at the school.
Yeah, it's been really good. I've been trying to find a way to help the kids keep motivated. It's difficult as they enter what amounts to basically 3 weeks worth of testing. And how do you keep kids going over and over again when they're sitting in front of computer screens and they're taking these long, difficult tests? And some of the tests can take up to 90 minutes for each test. So I've been trying to find ways that I could participate. I'm not in the classroom with them, and their teachers have prepared them. And so what I decided to do was put together an assembly to help motivate the kids. And I spent some time on YouTube. I found quite a few exciting motivational videos. Some, you know, were Disney videos. I had some quotes from Yoda in there, some clips from Yoda teaching Luke Marvel superheroes, and just a few different things talking about not quitting, always doing your best and not giving up when things get hard. What I really wanted to do, though, was try to get some what I would call celebrity input on this. And so I actually sent an email to Kyle Whittingham at the University of Utah and Kalani Sitake at BYU, both head football coaches for those schools, knowing that we've got a lot of Ute fans here at the school as well as BYU fans, and actually heard back from Kyle Whittingham really quickly. And he sent an email, and I replied and asked if he wouldn't mind just sending in a quote. I was just looking for something, you know, maybe locker room kind of motivation to get the kids pumped up. And actually, to Kyle's credit, what an amazing man. He actually sent back a personalized video for the kids with him on it saying, "Hey, this is Kyle Whittingham, the head coach of University of Utah football. You know, hey, Castle Heights Elementary, I hear you guys have testing. You know, just make sure you do your best." Mentioned that he'd coached here. His first coaching job was at the College of Eastern Utah. And he talked about how it was difficult, but he'd got some great advice to keep working and believe in yourself and you can accomplish anything. And it was huge. The kids just loved it. And then I also was able to get a video from Kalani Sitake from BYU. Same kind of thing, talking to the kids about their testing and working hard and not giving up. And so it was sort of the highlight of the assembly. It was the very end when these two men, you know, who are significant in the eyes of these kids, spoke directly to them at Castle Heights Elementary. This wasn't a generic thing that I just pulled off the internet. This was these two great men talking to my kids at Castle Heights. It was really cool and really exciting.
It's one thing if Principal Winfrey stands up on a stage and says, "Hey, you got to do well." It's different if it's Coach Whittingham and Coach Sitake.
Yeah, they get tired of hearing from me for sure, but it was really cool. And we're going to continue to do some other things throughout the next 3 weeks to try to keep the kids excited, keep them energized to do their best and really show what they know. And I think that's probably the most important thing. It's not about scores. It's not about how well they do. It's about them performing to their best.
Now, outside of Sage testing, as we get down to the final, 6 or 7 weeks of the school year, what are some of the other things that you guys will be doing at Castle Heights? I'm sure there's some fun activities thrown in.
There are. This is also field trip season. And so as testing kind of comes to an end and sometimes mixed in throughout testing, the teachers are doing some things to help, you know, energize the kids as well and get them out of the school. So we have quite a few field trips coming up leading into the final weeks where we have our field day activity. The PTA puts on an amazing field day activity with a lot of things for the kids. We have a couple other assemblies coming in to the city from outside of Price to do some things for the kids. So it'll be exciting. The last couple weeks weeks of school, there's just a lot of fun going on. The kids getting ready for summer break, and we try to, you know, keep them plugging away. We don't want them to, you know, quite lose their focus too soon. But once testing comes to an end, it's really a matter of you know, doing the things with the kids that we couldn't do before testing because we wanted them focused. And so we do a lot more fun activities and just, you know, really keep them excited and energized.
Now, as far as Castle Heights goes, I know once school is actually out, there's a lot of work to be done at the school. You guys have a lot planned this summer.
We do, yeah. We are lucky this year. We actually were able to get some approval for quite a few construction projects at the school. So if anyone's coming over to Castle Heights in the summer, you will find most of the parking lots completely demolished. We're having a new parking lot built behind the school. It'll extend the existing parking lot all the way back to the cemetery fence, which will add close to 75 parking spaces back there, which will be great. We've got carpet going in the building. We've got a new key system being put on the building, some more security doors for kindergarten, as well as some more cameras and things like that in the school. So quite a bit going on at Castle Heights. With all that, we also have our after-school program that does their summer camp at the school. So quite a bit going on at Castle Heights this summer.
That makes it fun for you.
It does, yeah. It keeps me busy for sure. I have to be there regardless, so good to have something to do while I'm there.
Chris, it is always fun to get an update on Castle Heights Elementary. Anything else that we've missed that's about to happen or that's happening right now?
Nope. Just, you know, getting ready for testing. And I just want to, you know, tell my teachers and students how much I appreciate them and all the hard work that they do. And also just throw a plug to parents. With testing going on, the best thing you can do to help your students be prepared for testing is make sure they're getting a good night's sleep, make sure they're getting a good breakfast when they wake up in the morning, that they're feeling refreshed when they come to school. It's really tough for kids to do well on a test when they've been up all night playing video games and they're tired dragging into school. So, you know, this is really a community effort. It's not just about what the teachers do for the kids at school, but it's about what the community, parents, families, we all play a role in helping these kids succeed.
Chris, it is always fun to get an update. Thank you again for stopping by the studio, and I know we'll talk again real soon.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it as always.
All right. For more on this interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.